give us this day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Tuesday of the second Sunday in Trinity. The lesson is taken from Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 26.
And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop, and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down. We have seen strange things today. There is an invisible miracle that takes place in the Erlinson household every evening after our common supper. A great multitude gathers together to hear the report that is going around concerning Jesus of Nazareth. A great multitude gathers together to be healed by him of their infirmities. Jesus heals those who are deaf and dumb, and those who are blind and numb, those who are plagued by evil spirits and are the outcasts of society, and those who are paralyzed and are sinners. It's really quite an amazing thing. You ought to see it sometimes. Every evening after our common meal, a motley band of miscreants, lepers, and generally broken people straggle from the dinner table to the living room table where we come to worship God. The very first thing we come to do after being called to attention to God is to humbly confess our sins before Almighty God. We have yet to see an instantaneous physical miracle. The kids still get their boo-boos, and I still have my chronic fatigue. But what we witness every evening is something even more wonderful and amazing, even though it usually doesn't seem like it. What we witness every evening is the miracle of the forgiveness of our sins. Every evening we come before Jesus saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And every evening we hear the most amazing words when Jesus says, I am willing, be cleansed. When he sees our faith, and when we are truly penitent, he says to each of us, Man, your sins are forgiven you. Our response ought to be to listen more attentively to his word and seek more diligently to obey. It ought to be to depart to our own house glorifying God. A lot of the time we own sins go on our not-so-merry way, as if nothing particularly significant has happened. Too often we are like the 9 lepers, who forget to show thanks and offer the appropriate sacrifices. What is truly amazing and strange, sadly, becomes ordinary and routine. But the fact remains that every evening we witness the most important miracle of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of our sins. This Jesus Christ, the one who healed the man from leprosy and who healed the paralyzed man, is the one who can and will heal you. He is not obligated to heal your body from every ailment, but he does offer the miracle of the healing of the forgiveness of your sins. As often as you sin, and as often as you have true faith and repent, vowing to sin no more, Jesus Christ will forgive you of your sins. The physical miracles in the New Testament were so that people would know that Jesus Christ had the power to forgive sins. But we already know, or should know this. Even without the physical miracles, God offers you today the miracle of the forgiveness of your sins. Come to Jesus Christ today to be cleansed. No matter how many sins you have committed or how terrible they are, come to Jesus Christ to be cleansed. Come humbly and freely confessing all. Come with faith and true repentance. And you too will witness a strange thing. For you too will hear those blessed words, "I am willing to be cleansed, and man, your sins are forgiven you."
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.